Hey, it's Kim Komando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
I always like to start with something interesting, and let's talk about Amazon. They have a new data collection trick up their sleeve. What you do is wherever you go buy something offline in another store, you open up your Alexa app, and then you scan the receipt. And in return, you can get some money back on an Amazon gift card. So you're thinking like, oh, Amazon, they're always looking out for us. Aren't they so nice? Okay, what's really happening is that in the background, Amazon is collecting all the data of what you're buying not on Amazon and thinking like, I wonder if we could sell that on Amazon too. And speaking of, I don't know if you heard, but Amazon has a new service where they can deliver custom suits in 48 hours. They call it Taylor Swift. All right, it's the Kim Komando Show. It's the largest show, the most trusted source about all things digital. And you're about ready to get some more tech smarts. And if you are a regular listener, welcome back. And if you're a brand new listener, we're so glad that you're here. You can find my award-winning show on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming also in your favorite radio app. Just search for my last name, Komando. And we're streaming as a podcast, as a webcast 24/7 over at getkim.com. And a special thank you goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio. Our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, every single day I visit at least 30 different websites. I talk to my friends, the industry insiders, to make sure that I know what's going on in the entire tech universe. And this is part of the show where I like to talk about numbers. And then what's behind the numbers? What do the numbers really mean? And the first number is 123%. 123% increase. There's a clue for you. So what's going on? Google and Apple Maps are really handy. But what happens when you're out of cell coverage? Okay, you can have an offline map, but most people don't do that. What if your phone battery dies? Then you're totally lost. But paper maps are coming back. AAA says that it has produced 123% more maps in 2022 versus 2021. And why is that? Well, get this, the millennials, right? And the Gen Zers, they're saying, listen, we don't always want to look at our screens. We want to be able to like look at the scenery. And the digital maps, they will often take you on the quickest route, and it's not always the most scenic route. Yes. Did you know that Google Maps can work backwards? I don't know if you know this. It always gets caught in the spam filter. Get it? Maps, backwards, spam. Ooh, I know, it's tough. Okay. Number two on our list. 50% of us don't connect our smart appliances to the network. Why is that? I'm talking about your smart fridge, your smart coffee pot, your smart washer and dryer, whatever it is. There's a new survey out that says half of us don't even connect it up, even though it's really smart. So what's the reasoning behind it? Number one, it takes time. Maybe you have to remember your Wi-Fi password and you don't want to have to look it up in your keychain. Number two, do we really need to have our smart coffee pot connected to the internet? What's the real reason? How is that really going to help us? And then finally, number three, it's all the data, right? They're all tracking. They're keeping track of everything that we're doing. I'm talking about big tech, whoever it is. And of course, there are pluses. You can monitor your energy usage. You can see if there's coffee in the pot. You can sit in your bed and then make the coffee pot go, whatever it wants to do. You know, one thing I never understood, though, is that the smart crock pot. Okay, why do we need a smart crock pot? I mean, what do you do? You plug it in, you throw in some chicken and some salsa, you let it go for 6 hours, and then you just take it out. I mean, that's smart. I don't think we need that. Number three on our list is 38%, right? 38% of people say that they're just too attached to their phone, and they are now acknowledging it. New survey out says that if you were in the middle of a disaster, what was the one thing that you had make sure that you were taking? I'm talking about a flood, a fire, earthquake. You're going to grab your smartphone. You're just going to do that because basically, you know, your smartphone has your whole life on it. So you're going to do that. There was another little stat in the survey kind of hidden down that I took a look at. 44% of people would give up intimate time with their partner if they couldn't have their phone nearby. Let that sink in for just a moment. 44%. Sorry, honey, not tonight. I left my phone in the other room. I need to go get it. Number four on our list, 1 million password thieves. That's right. Netflix is out and they're saying, we are going to pull the plug. And so if you're sharing an account with somebody and you make sure that they know that after March, they're going to have to start paying up. And Netflix says that they fell into some hard times. We had the biggest subscriber loss ever. More than 200,000 subscribers gave it up in just one quarter. And so now everybody's getting punished. We all are. It's not because they overspend on all this programming that nobody ever wants to watch. So if you still want your account, even though you share a password, you have to transfer to a paid account. You know, but I always think about Netflix. Just go back in time with me for, say, 15 years. And you're sitting around and your significant other looks at you and says, hey, honey, why don't we watch a 10-hour movie this weekend? You'd be like, a 10-hour movie? Really? A 10-hour movie? But we're going to break it up into 10 episodes. And you're like, oh, yeah, it was just 10 episodes. And of course, I'm in. People just sit on the couch and they watch 10 hours of movies. Nutso. And finally, this at number five, where were you 36 years ago? 36 years ago. Because just about four decades ago, Apple released its very first Mac. And think about how far computing has changed since that time. Yes, it was all with Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. And the Mac was different because it didn't have that Windows look about it. It looked happy. It looked friendly. It had this graphical user interface that Windows later copied. And Steve Jobs and the rest of the folks at Apple, they only made 70,000 of those Macs. And they were expensive at the time, $2,500. And by May, they were sold out in just 5 months. And now we have Apple, this big company, what it is today. Can you guess how many iPhones have been sold in the last year? Anybody? 2.2 billion as of the last year. Wow. Isn't that a crazy? Steve Jobs, I don't know if you remember that. He wore the same outfit every single day. A black turtleneck, jeans, and sneakers. Because he said this way he could just look in his closet and he'd have to decide what to wear for the day. How easy is that? And you know what his favorite meal was? What was Steve Jobs' favorite meal? Anybody? A Big Mac. Get it? All right. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to have a great tip about how you can get subtitles and captions on whatever that you're watching. We're going to talk about how you can digitize your most important documents, the best TV settings for the big game, and of course, your phone calls on the Kim Komando Today podcast.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just want to tell you a couple of things about the website. Number one, we have a $500 giveaway that's ending soon. So if you have not already entered to win that $500 Amazon gift card, make sure that you do it now. I don't want you to miss out. Komando.com/win. Once again, that's Komando.com/win. And when you do enter, make sure that you pay attention to the second page because that's where you can get additional entries just for liking us on social media or subscribing to a podcast or a newsletter. So again, that address is Komando.com/win. Hey, and while you're there on the website, be sure that you get our newsletters. If you haven't already gotten them, head over to Komando.com/subscribe, and that's where you can pick and choose the newsletters that you want. They're all free. You can join hundreds and thousands of people who are already getting our newsletters every single day. Every single day, over 300,000 people get our newsletters, and you should be getting them too. Head over to Komando.com/subscribe. All right, John, in Mesa, Arizona, you're up first.
Hi, Kim. I really appreciate you taking my call. I've been an active listener since 1995.
Wow.
And get a couple of your daily newsletters.
So in 1995, you were listening on KFYI then?
Well, actually, I was in Oregon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know where. I was trying to remember how I got you, but I remember getting my first computer and ending up with your radio show, and I have no idea it could have come out of Medford or Portland or Sacramento or...
You know what? Portland, Medford, Sacramento, which is really great that, you know, in the beginning, we only had a few affiliates because people were like, a woman talking about computers on a radio?
A technical woman?
Yes. Like, what was up with that? Yeah. And then... So here we are today, which is... Fabulous. Yeah. Really great. So, hey, I'm so glad you've been with me for all the years, and I'm sure you have a question. What can I help you with?
Well, I have a financial services business. It's insurance, annuities, disability. And basically, I help clients make sure they'll make it to age 100 without running out of money. And I do that by managing their taxes, utilizing Roth IRAs, 401ks, withdrawal orders of their funds, and so on. And I have a website that I just moved to GoDaddy. One of my IMOs that I run my business through set the website up originally, and I've never gotten a hit off the website. And I'd like to be able to generate some business and increase the credibility to my clients that I really have something, you know?
Well, you know, so here's a couple of things that you need to do. Okay, you sent me an email and I looked at your website.
Okay.
It's not a bad website. It isn't. And you're a handsome guy. Is that your wife next to you?
Yes.
Elaine? Is she working the place?
Yeah, we run our business together.
That's awesome. Okay, the problem is, number one, with the website is that it's not mobile responsive.
Okay.
And so we need to make sure that that's mobile responsive. I'm going to give you a to-do list, okay?
Okay.
And so we're going to make sure that that site is mobile responsive. And there are ways that you can see what your website looks like on different devices and different platforms.
Okay.
One is called Browser Stack, and another one is called Cross-Browser Testing. And so it will simulate and will show you what your website looks like in all these different platforms. And I bet you you'd be surprised what it looks like. Number two is that I want you to claim your business on Google Maps. And this way you will be searchable inside Google directories. But in order for you to really get searchable is that you need to have a lot of Google reviews. So what I want you to do is to reach out to your customer and say, listen, I'm going to send you a link. Could you do me a favor and leave me a nice 5-star Google review? And I know it sounds like you're begging, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because we want you to make sure that you get to the top of the list, okay? Once you fix the website and you fix your Google business listing, that's when we can start talking about you putting up articles on Facebook and on LinkedIn, talking about the 5 mistakes that people make when planning for their retirement. That would be a great headline.
Okay. Matter of fact, I have that.
Okay, great. And so we're going to start, you're going to start building your credibility. And so once you start building your credibility, that's when you can, you know, in your byline or tagline, whatever it may be, you say, hey, I am John and Mesa, give you a free consultation, 30-minute consultation. But you also have all these testimonials that people left in the Google reviews. So you can start using those in your paid advertising. So, but before we can get to the paid advertising, we got to fix the website. We got to get some decent reviews, claim your business also on Facebook and on LinkedIn. And if you're so inclined, Twitter, but I really think we're looking at Facebook and especially LinkedIn. And then on LinkedIn, you can also start asking for reviews and you can also start posting some original content on LinkedIn that people will respond to. And you have to ask people sometimes to respond. Hey, what do you think? Is there anything I missed? And then people write back, oh, no, John, you are like smart as a whip. You know everything about all this. So start with plan one. And then as you get this done, I want you to call me back. Don't be a stranger. I mean, gosh, we've been together for how long, John? And this is the first time we've actually spoken. Oh, gosh, some men are so difficult to get to. Mm-hmm-hmm. Hey, John, thank you for your call. I'm always here for you, buddy. Hey, by the way, to get your business listed on Google, this is the place where you start. Google.com/business. That's Google.com/business. And back to the phones we go with Carl in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Hello. How are you doing, Kim?
Fantastic. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was going through some drawers and stuff around the house, and I discovered I've got hard drives and stuff. I've been in electronics for a long time, and my first computer was an 8-bit processor. It was a Commodore PET.
Wow.
But I've got some hard drives and a couple other things I'd like to destroy. before I throw them out.
Right.
I've heard of people doing all kinds of things, but I have no clue how I want to do it. I'd like to find me one of those grinders and grind it all up, but that's
well,
not gonna happen.
You know, you can use a grinder and, you know, if I mean, but I'll tell you, if there's a hard drive that I want to destroy, I mean, and I mean, I'm talking about, I really want the data to be gone for good. Is that you?
Yeah.
You do. You have to shatter the platters, okay? And
yeah,
you got to take a hammer to it, and you just keep going until that thing is all to shreds. I mean, you can use like there's D-band and there's eraser. If you can still, you know, if these are hard drives that you can actually put into an enclosure and a USB enclosure, and then plug it into a computer, so you can use a utility to wipe the drives. You know, you can do that. But if it's truly like financial sensitive data, I know it sounds crazy, but I will give a computer away to somebody with enough money that they can go buy a new hard drive. If the computer still is in working order. Again, the utilities are called eraser and D-band, but there's nothing like a good old hammer to get your frustrations out and to destroy the older hard drives for good. And thank you for your call today, sir. All right, here's a handy tip that you're going to use time and time again. When the dialogue in a movie or show is just hard to understand, it's super handy to turn on the captions. This way, you can read along with what's being said. Here's how to make that magic happen. So no matter what device you're using, the option to turn on captioning is somewhere located in the accessibility settings. Now, these features are designed to help people with disabilities use technology more easily. So like, for example, a text-to-speech feature reads text aloud for people with limited vision. A speech recognition feature allows people with limited mobility to control a computer with their voice. So on your device, look inside the accessibility settings and find live captions. Once it's turned on, whenever speech is detected, you're going to see the text written out right in the center of your device's screen. See, isn't that fabulous? And coming up, we have more of your phone calls and more tips you can't afford to miss on the Kim Komando Today podcast. All right, coming up in just a few moments, how to digitize your most important documents the easy and fun way. And then later on, I want to make sure that you have the best TV settings for the big game. And joining us right now is Allie Seligman. She's our amazing content queen. Hello there, Allie.
Hi, Kim.
So we've all seen the photos, the celebrities on Instagram. They all look just perfect. Now, in our world, except for when you and I are doing the show, we don't always look that good. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've got an inkling. Our weekday look, call it.
I know. Was it Monday? Was it this week, Monday, or another Monday? You looked at me and we were on a Zoom call. You're like, is it makeup Monday? Or why are you all like dolled up? I'm like, I don't know.
Why'd you do your hair?
Yes.
What's happening?
We don't have the hair on the top of our head in that big bun that's going on. So you have put together a list of ways that people can look at something and say, you know, or look at someone rather and say, is it really Kim Kardashian or is it Kim Kardashian Photoshop? Which, let me tell you, this whole Kim Kardashian thing is so annoying to me, because let me tell you what happens. I'm in like Google or Word and I type in Kim and it wants to auto, when I type in a K for Commando, it was like, oh, you must be Kim Kardashian. You must be right. I'm like, no, it's Kim Commando. Okay.
So we need to file a formal complaint with Microsoft for that one.
I think I will do that. So what's the big thing, like when we're looking at a picture of somebody online, and maybe it's not even a celebrity, maybe it's just somebody that we think we want to go out with. What's like a big thing that we want to look out for?
Look for inconsistencies. So sometimes that means you see a picture of someone and you think, I've seen you many, many times. You don't look like that. One really good example of this, the model Gigi Hadid, she is gorgeous. There's this picture. She's on a magazine cover and she has a bikini top on. Well, Gigi has moles all over her stomach. Not in this photo. Completely smooth. And people notice these things, right? Immediately people say, wait. You took those away. How else did you Photoshop this picture? Another one, of course, flawless skin. And I don't mean you slapped on a filter and you look a little better. I mean Photoshopped in the way where you don't look like yourself anymore. You look maybe decades younger. A really funny example of this speaking of the Kardashians, Kris Jenner, she wrote a cookbook. This was years ago. And she took a photo. She was celebrating the release of this. So she took a photo with Gordon Ramsay. They both posted the same photo, except hers was very, very photoshopped.
Oh, you're kidding. Busted.
Yeah. And can you guess what she did?
No. What?
She got rid of every single wrinkle on her face.
Okay. Well, that's, you have to leave a few. I mean, one or two.
All right. Make them a little believable. Even, you know, teenagers, your face creases in certain ways. So when it looks just like a mask, yeah, way too far. This one always makes me laugh every time I see it. Look at the fingers and the hands, because sometimes people don't notice when they're photoshopping something. Maybe they're trying to give someone a really slim waist. Why is their hand missing a finger? Or why is there an extra finger? These things actually happen. There's a magazine cover where Avril Lavigne was on the cover. And this is kind of in the same vein, where limbs get really stretched out, right? To make you look, oh, look at how skinny her arm is. Except her arm, I kid you not, it's like the circumference of a wrist. It's just, you know, it's so tiny in this way that's like, ooh, bad Photoshop.
Now, speaking of the arms, I've heard that celebrities will Photoshop their armpit hair.
To get rid of it?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, so like, even if it's like stubble. So if you see under their arms and it's as smooth as their face, then that might be another clue.
Yes. If you were thinking, wait, why are my armpits never that smooth? It's because it's Photoshop. That's not real life.
Yeah.
That's not real life. Another finger one. Ariana Grande was on a magazine cover. Her thumb, seriously, it was like the length of two thumbs. It was so long because they had stretched, right? Oh. They had stretched her arm. Check the comments. If you look at a photo and you think like, you know what, this looks a little off to me. There are so many people, I swear, it's like their existence in life to point out photos on the internet and say, this is really Photoshop. So honestly, look at the comments. Khloe Kardashian, again, of course, we're going to come back to the Kardashians. She shared a photo. This was a few years ago. And it was, the caption was like, old photo, but I really like it. All the comments were like, Khloe, this is a completely different face. This is not your face. What is happening here?
Well, you know, they all of them, if you ever look at the before and after. I mean, Kim Kardashian, she's beautiful. She's stunning.
Stunning. Okay. Yeah.
You know, she was really pretty back in the day, too. I mean, we didn't have to have like this metamorphosis going on. I mean, you know, but speaking of the photos, that if someone ever emails you a photo, you know, what you can always do is open up that photo and look at the metadata. I mean, if you want to get really like for computer forensics, and then it will actually include any type of mentions of the software or any editing that may be done to that photo. So that's another like little clue that you can know.
Yeah, that's a good one. A lot of the ones I gave, right, are these really obvious signs of big Photoshop job kind of gone wrong. There are a lot more subtle things you can look for if you are so inclined. You know, look at the background. Is there anything weird? Are the edges of the objects in the background either really, really sharp or really blurry?
Yeah, that's a really great point. You're right. Because and the other thing is like, if it just doesn't feel right, right? I mean, like you mentioned, like, you know, you see like the big fingers and the long fingers and the skinny arms and like, okay.
And sometimes it's really interesting. Your brain can kind of process that something is not right, even if you couldn't say out loud exactly what it was. Sometimes it's things like the lighting is off, the shadows are off, and you can't really, you know, you wouldn't think to say, oh, this shadow should actually be over here. You're just going to feel like, wait, this picture is weird. What's happening? Your brain recognizes, you know, what's natural and what's not. So, you know, that's always your clue. In this case, you know, maybe you're, I don't know, online dating. You're going to meet someone and you think, oh my gosh, they look perfect in every one of these pictures. Yes. Is this real life?
Yes, it's not. It's not. You know, there's that picture of me. I don't want to say what it is that I hate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that person that worked for. I mean, she photoed, that doesn't even look like me.
Does not look like you. No. Again, this is like that mask look that we talked about, right? When you take away all the subtleties of a person's face and it just looks like,
and it still pops, great. And that picture still pops up from time to time. I'm like, make it go away off the internet. It just won't do it. It's like that bikini photo of one of the Kardashians, poor girl. I don't even know which sister it was. And she put a picture of herself in the bikini and the whole thing was like, Ooh, you better take that down.
Once it's on the internet, it's not going away. We have to, of course, end on one more Kardashian's note. Kim Kardashian, the internet has been losing its mind because she went and spoke at the Harvard Business School. Of course, there are all the people saying, this is ridiculous. What happened to Harvard? Where are its standards? What do you think, Kim? Good idea? Bad idea?
I think it's a great idea. I think when you look at the business that she has created, let's put it off to the side how she got it started with the porno tape, you know, got her a lot of attention. But if you look where she took that and where she is today with, she's worth what, $1 billion?
Oh, yeah, I think too. She was talking about her, she has a shapewear company. So it's bras and underwear and things to make you look better under your clothes. This company is worth $3 billion.
Oh, is it really? I didn't know it was worth that
much.
Yeah. You're kidding.
Yeah. No. So, yeah, I think good idea. But, you know, we're always willing to have a little debate. So, you know, come let Kim know on Twitter
yes,
what you think.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my God. I don't know if we want to do that, Allie. I mean, ever since, I have to tell you.
Kim Komando.
Yeah, well, I'm Kim Komando. The real quick, I mean, real quick, is that when we did the Kim Komando Today Friday podcast, we talked about how you can make money online selling pictures of your feet. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I have people like on social emailing me. I got a letter in the mail today with a self-addressed envelope saying, please send me a picture of your feet.
Okay. Give the people what they want. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
No, we're not going there.
No.
Allie, great job as always. And she's our amazing content queen. So she's in charge of all things content over at Komando.com. She does such a fabulous, fabulous job. Allie, thanks for joining us. All right. What I want you to do is to gather up your most important documents. And then I want you to make sure that you have a copy of them offsite and backed up. But first, you have to think about which documents are going to be the most important. Just come to mind, like you have your passport, you have your driver's license, maybe some wills and trusts, maybe some other documents, some partnership agreements, whatever it may be. Get your most important documents and gather them up. And then you want to be able to scan them. A couple of ways you can scan them is you can obviously just go buy a scanner. The Epson EcoTank line of scanners, one of our sponsors, really great scanner, one of the fastest scanners in the business. Also has multi-page document feeding, which is great. So you just put all those into the scanner, scans it automatically. It's the EcoTank ET4760 is the one that you want to look at. Now, if you don't want to buy a scanner, you can use an app. There's Adobe Scan, puts it all into a PDF. There's also another app called Genius Scan. And if you're on an iPhone, you have, of course, the Notes app that is a scanner. It works out really well. So where are you going to put all these digital documents? Well, of course, you can put them on your hard drive. Make sure they're all encrypted, by the way. The files are saved that way so nobody can just open them up and password protect it. But the most secure way is to make sure that you have a copy of them offsite and online, and that's where iDrive comes into play. And if you want to learn more about this, we have the tip posted over on the website. What you want to do is just search for scanning my most important documents into the search bar, and this app will pop right up for you. All right, coming up, we have more of your phone calls as well as the best TV settings for the big game. And of course, you have more of me, Kim Komando.
Save big money now on new siding from LP SmartSide at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP SmartSide today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, just a quick reminder, if you're not already getting our podcasts, make sure that you do that. So wherever you get your podcasts, just search for Komando with a K. And we have Kim Komando today. That's Monday through Friday. And every single day, Saturday and Sunday, we also have our daily tech updates. 7 days a week, you get one news story and one digital life hack or tip, trick, or secret that you use time and time again. And again, that's Komando with a K, wherever you get your podcasts. Mary in Bryan, Texas, you're up next. Hello there, Mary.
Howdy, Kim. I'm new to your whole world. I heard you on the radio and I went online and I've done a bunch of stuff that you've recommended, and absolutely awesome. The way you put the directions to correct something is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Oh, thank you, Mary. That's kind. We appreciate that.
Having a problem with TikTok.
Okay.
With all that's in the news about security, I deleted it off my app because my business information and my banking and everything is on my phone, and it made me nervous. So I delete the app, and my sister sends me a TikTok, and I figured, you know what? Let me just give it a try and click on it and see if it'll play. Because I know with Twitter, if I send a tweet to my husband who doesn't have the account, mm-hmm. he can't view it. So I said to myself, how am I still able to play this? So I'm going through all the settings on my phone, and I found the TikTok in the app. You know, I went sure. to iPhone apps, mm-hmm. and there's a little cloud there. So does that mean that TikTok is still in my cloud live and able to somehow steal data from my cloud information? I want it gone from my life.
I want TikTok out already. I want it got done.
Yes.
You know, and rightfully so, because TikTok, you know, it's owned by the Communist China company, right? ByteDance.
Right.
And they are getting a copy of every single thing on your phone, including your pictures and your texts and your facial ID and your voice print and everything. And so it's a really nasty, nasty program. So let's talk about removing it, and then if you want to put it back into your life, okay?
No.
It's really hard for me to... you don't want it back at all? No. Okay, we don't want it back. Forget that.
I don't ever want it back.
Okay.
Gone.
Okay, because, all right, so here's the deal, is that we're going to send you these steps via email, but basically you're going to locate the app that you want to remove from your iCloud account, and then when you find it, you swipe left, and then you click delete. That little cloud means that you had TikTok on your phone once, and you removed it, but if you hit the cloud, it's going to download right to your phone again. Now, once you remove the app from your iCloud account, you won't be able to download it again. It also deletes any preferences and data, which we don't care about this. And if you want to make sure that it doesn't auto-download again any of your apps that you delete, you have to go into iCloud and you have to switch off automatic downloads. But just keep in mind, we're going to send you all these steps, so you don't have to worry about it. Now, the reason why I said maybe you might want TikTok is that I've had people call me and say, hey, I know that the Communist China are getting a copy of everything, but I love TikTok. I can't live without TikTok. Well, that's when I recommend that you get an old device, get a cellular account, don't put it on your Wi-Fi, and the only thing that you do on that device is you can watch all the TikTok videos to your heart's delight. For everybody else, we'll post these steps over at commando.com. And Mary, thank you for your call. You have to remember that whenever you're using TikTok, it does get a copy pretty much of everything that's on your phone. Your device's information, the operating system, the IP address, all your location data, all your usage data, your audio and visual data. I'm talking about your voice recordings, your videos, your photos. That's why so many people are up in arms over TikTok, and I advise you not to use it unless you're going to be using it on a dedicated device. And if you need more information about that, how to set up a dedicated device, we have it all over on the website. That's commando.com. Okay, so let's say you just bought a shiny new television to watch the big game. You turn it on, but the picture is horrible. Okay, you probably don't have a lemon television. It's not defective. You probably just haven't calibrated the TV for your home's lighting. It's a pretty simple fix. You're going to head into the TV's display settings, and there you're going to see different words like vivid, film, standard, and sport. So you might want to try cycling through all of those to see which setting that you like the best. You can take custom control of your picture settings, but then you might kind of mess things up. That's where you start fiddling around with the contrast, the hue, the brightness, the sharpness, and also the color temperature. But you can adjust them all to your preference. But if you want to be a true TV pro, and I know you do, is that they have things out there, and you can buy them on Amazon, called calibration DVDs. It will actually walk you through each setting depending upon the light in that room. Now, what's the problem with this? Not too many people have a DVD player connected to their home theater or their TV anymore. So there are now calibration apps for your smart TVs and also for your smartphones. They have names like THX Tune-Up, Calman, and also Spectra Calman. And if you need links for any of these, we have them over at the website. That's commando.com. And while you're there, make sure that you do sign up for our free newsletters, because knowledge is power. That's commando.com/subscribe. That's KOMANDO.com/subscribe. And do me a favor, tell three friends about the Kim Komando Show, because every single thing is now a tech thing.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.